are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us as we examine the 8 years of the George W. Bush presidency. We now conclude our look at the economic record of the Bush administration, and we pick up where we left off with entitlements. And Pete, in 2003, with some conservatives saying absolutely no way are we going along with this, President Bush, moderate Republicans, and some Democrats added a prescription drug benefit to Medicare. Obviously, that added a lot more federal spending. What's the impact now that we're about 5 years after that?
At the time when we were opposing the plan and a number of other conservative organizations, the Medicare prescription drug benefit was described as the worst fiscal mistake in an entire generation. Unfortunately, we would be proven wrong several years later with all of this bailout business. But at the time, we were very concerned that the Medicare system, which was already far, far further down the road to bankruptcy than Social Security was, would get worse. And so far, the Medicare prescription drug benefit has performed under expectations in terms of cost. It's not as bad an impact on the budget as many people projected. Still, it's a little early to tell with an entitlement program like this whether the long-term effect will be to save money on drugs overall in the economy. We still have our doubts. And meanwhile, because of all the delays in reforming the underlying Medicare system, the Part A portion, the hospital insurance, is still about 2 years away from beginning its slide into bankruptcy. And by 8 years from now, it'll be totally bankrupt.
Pete, of course, as we mentioned, President Bush coming into office in 2000, 2001, as a champion of fiscal discipline, he very rarely used the veto pen until Democrats took control of Congress in the 2006 midterm elections, despite some bloated spending, including a massive transportation bill, the fabled Bridge to Nowhere, and so forth. What's the NTU's assessment of the fiscal discipline or lack thereof over the past 8 years?
It is a truly dismal record. You can look at the national debt. It was less than $6 trillion when Bush took office. It will be more than $12 trillion when he leaves. You can look at spending at on defense and say, well, that's the reason why the federal budget went up. Not true. Education spending, for example, increased almost as fast as defense spending during his administration. Outlays are going to be over $3 trillion. He has the distinction of being the only president whose budget requests have gone from $1 trillion to $2 trillion and then $2 trillion to $3 trillion. He's crossed $2 trillion thresholds during his career. His veto pen was almost non-existent, as you pointed out. And, of course, the icing on the cake or the cherry on the sundae or whatever you want to call it is this bailout. This will be a huge liability for taxpayers any way you slice it.
Were you surprised that the administration embraced the bailout in the way that it did? And what would have been a better response?
We were positively shocked that the administration waded in so quickly with such a huge wad of taxpayer cash, either in the form of direct bailouts or loan guarantees. Those things are still piling up and may soon exceed $7 trillion. That would put the national debt literally in very dangerous territory, to the point where we would lose investor confidence abroad in U.S. Treasury bonds, and that's a road we don't want to go down. Yeah, the administration took the cash infusion route and immediately said there is a housing crisis, and in order to unfreeze bad assets, we have to be even looser with credit. That turned out to be an utter failure, and in fact, there are some who say now that doing nothing probably would have had the same effect as all the money we have pumped into financial institutions so far.
Pete, just a little over 30 seconds left. How would you sum up the fiscal legacy of the past 8 years?
For the first 7.5 years, Bush would have earned about a C, but thanks to all of his bailout work, probably a D or an F. This is a monumental problem that taxpayers will be facing for years to come.
And some say that as a result of these 8 years, Republicans have lost the mantle, the high ground, so to speak, on fiscal discipline when it comes to campaigning. Do you agree with that?
Yes. They have miles to go before they get back on top.
And Pete, we look forward to chronicling the fiscal legacy of the incoming administration with you starting in 2009. Thanks so much, as always, for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Peter Sepp is Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. That does it for this special edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to Executive Producer Jim Roberts. And remember to get the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day on the web, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.